morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few reminders for our CRP producers and those interested in the CRP program. USDA recently authorized Farm Service Agency offices to begin accepting new offers and applications for Continuous Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, practices. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. CRP contracts are normally 10 years, but can be up to 15 years in duration. The new continuous sign-up 44 began May 13th and includes upland bird habitat buffer initiative and duck nesting habitat initiative practices. It also authorizes a pollinator initiative practice to encourage the enhancement of pollinator insects like honeybees and the Iowa pheasant recovery initiative practice to develop the growth of the pheasant population across the state. Another practice available is the Highly Erodible Land Initiative, which is available to voluntarily protect highly erodible cropland, defined as cropland that has a weighted erodibility index, or EI, greater than or equal to 20. The average soil erosion rate on cropland with an EI greater than or equal to 20 is over 20 tons per acre per year. Soil erosion at that rate reduces long-term productivity of those lands and has the potential to have significant off-site impacts to both water quality and air quality. This continuous CRP sign-up is available for eligible cropland not currently in CRP, as well as general sign-up CRP contracts scheduled to expire on September 30th of this year. Limited to certain eligible practices, some of which are under an acreage cap for the entire state of Iowa, these sign-up offers will be accepted until September 30th of this year. In addition to the continuous CRP sign-up 44, there's also a general CRP sign-up 45 that began last week, May the 20th, and extends through June 14th. Contracts accepted for CRP sign-up 45 will begin the 1st of October. Land currently not enrolled in CRP may be offered for enrollment during CRP sign-up 45. In addition, current CRP participants who have contracts that will be expiring September 30th are also eligible to submit offers for the general sign-up. Producers must visit their local FSA office to submit general CRP offers, and those offers will only be accepted during the sign-up period of May 20 through June 14th of this year. To be eligible for placement in the CRP general sign-up, land must be cropland that was planted or considered planted to an agricultural commodity 4 of the 6 years from 2002 to 2007, and must also physically be and legally be capable of being planted in a normal manner to an agricultural commodity, which means there can be no planting restrictions due to an easement or other legally binding instrument. Each eligible CRP offer is ranked according to the Environmental Benefits Index, EBI, in comparison to all other offers and selections made for that ranking. Several EBI factors are used to assess the environmental benefits for the land offered. They include wildlife habitat benefits resulting from covers on contract acreage, water quality benefits from reduced erosion, runoff and leaching, on-farm benefits from reduced erosion, benefits that will likely endure beyond the contract period, air quality benefits from reduced wind erosion, and cost. For questions or more information about either the continuous CRP sign-up 44 or the general CRP sign-up 45, contact your county FSA office. Current producers participating in the CRP program are also reminded they are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost-share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which began the 15th of this month and extends through the 1st of August. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who complete CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost-share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If the CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to the beginning of the primary nesting season of May 15th, CRP producers are reminded they need to complete the mid-contract management after the 1st of August and before the end of September the 30th of this year. Next, a brief reminder about the 2011 SURE program. The deadline to apply for the 2011 Supplemental Revenue Assistance Payment Program, SURE, is June 7th of next month. The SURE program provides financial assistance for crop production and or quality losses due to a natural disaster. In order to qualify for payment under the 2011 program, producers must have had a 10% production loss affecting at least one crop of economic significance in a county that was declared a disaster or continues to a disaster county during the 2011 crop year. For 2011, this includes most counties in southwest Iowa. If you're outside a disaster-declared county or a contiguous county, producers with 2011 production losses of 50% or more will also qualify. Producers who believe they may qualify for payment are urged to contact their local FSA office no later than June 7th to discuss the program details and to complete the application process. And finally, DCP and ACRE program sign-up. Enrollment for the 2013 Direct Countercyclical Payment, DCP, and the Average Crop Revenue Election, ACRE program, began in February. Producers are reminded to call your local FSA office and schedule an appointment to enroll in either DCP or ACRE. The ACRE sign-up period ends June 3rd, which is next Monday, while the DCP sign-up period continues through the 2nd of August. We encourage you to schedule your appointment now to avoid the busy season when acreage reporting begins. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.